recently appeared on the Charlotte Today Show and talked about things you need to know when somebody's newly diagnosed with dementia. You know, the recent PBS documentary, Alzheimer's Every Minute Counts, sounded an alarm and a wake-up call to the devastation being caused by dementia, including Alzheimer's. And so as more and more people become impacted, it's important to help family members, including children and the community at large, understand the disease. So a couple of things I talked about was don't hide the disease. Tell extended family members and children, may they already have their suspicions. So it's best to tell them in your own way when you're comfortable, and educate the family about the disease by pointing them to resources. Help family members understand both the limits and capabilities of the person who has Alzheimer's. You know, somebody in their early stages is quite functional and can still do a lot of different things. Help children understand by answering their questions directly and help them understand. You know, some kids will think it's their fault for some reason. Obviously, it's not. You know, don't avoid people who have dementia, of course. We want you to interact with loved ones. And you may, you know, be upset when they don't remember you all the time, but that's okay. You just keep reintroducing yourself. Help the person stay active and plan activities. Staying active is extremely important for someone with dementia. You want to choose activities that match a person's ability and are fun and involve the family. The important thing is to make the person feel included and feel good about participating. And sometimes participating means watching. Going out in public, you still can, but you need some planning involved. When eating out, for example, you want to pick a restaurant that maybe the person knows well. Consider the layout, the noise level, waiting time, staff courtesy. Also, if you're going to travel overnight, you want to check with a doctor as well to make sure that it's safe, and there's certain things you could do around that as well to help you prepare and keep your loved ones safe. Thanks.